we start? Good morning, all members and the team, and BG and the team. I've got an apology that the minister will join us later. He's busy with the media brief. I also have an apology from the human rights and social. Deputy Minister Zulu. Am I correct? She's out of the country. I have one apology from the members, Honorable Member Mathis. Yes. She will not be part of this meeting. Those are the only three apologies that I have. But can we start our meeting by observing a moment for meditations and prayers? Can we? At the corner there. Thank you very much. Because we are meeting for the first time, I think it would be appropriate that we start by introducing ourselves so that we can put a face on the name. We may know each other by names, but not knowing the face. If we can only do that. My name is Kathy Dlamini, the chairperson of the Social Services Committee. That is consists of five departments. That is water and sanitation, social development, human settlement, home affairs, health. Those are the five departments. Did I leave one out? Yeah. Those are the five departments. Next to me is...
I'm Lynette Zwane, Mama Vund, a member of this select committee. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Kita Panokwedi Mampuru, the whip for this committee. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. My name is Ndomu Shekaula, a member of the committee.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Tandi Mpambos Bukwane. I'm a member of the Select Committee.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Herman Groenewald, member of the committee and representing the Northwest Province.
Good morning. My name is Dikhang Stok. I'm also a member of the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Good morning, Honorable Members. My name is Chotseko Phakade. I'm the Director General of the Department of Social Development. I am here with a big team for two reasons. I hope it does not intimidate the Honorable Members. Honorable Chair and members, we felt that it is our first interaction following the elections and the new administration taking over. So we thought you should be able to know who are the men and women in charge of various programs, both in the department as well as the two agencies, because of we usually have maybe different days for the department and the agencies because of time constraints. But I think the way I understand it, the members would sort of combine us and engage the department with the NDA as well as SASA. They are here. The CEO of SASA is here next to me. What I will ask is that they quickly introduce themselves. And the CEO of the National Development Agency, I'm told she might be getting in any time she's on her way. If the chair, that would be allowable, then I can allow them to introduce themselves.
Good morning, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. My name is Mzolisi Toni. I'm responsible for disability and children.
morning, Chair, Honourable Members. Nelly Vilakazi. I'm responsible for strategy and organizational transformation.
Good morning, members. My name is Peter Nechipale. I'm responsible for integrated development that has got HIV/AIDS, NPO registration, and community development, youth, and food security.
Good morning, Honorable Chair and members. My name is Virginia Peterson. I'm the CEO of SASA.
Good morning, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. My name is Rajesh Kachwayo. I'm in the strategy unit.
Thank you very much. Let me apologize up front for those who don't have chairs. Can't we try and get something for them so that they can have space to sit down? DG, no, we are equal to the task. Wait until we come to the question session, then you will know what I mean. Let me welcome you again and appreciate that you've made time to come so that we can have this interaction, which is very much critical for us and the people that we are serving out there. We are very tight in terms of time. DG, you have strictly 30 minutes. I would suggest that you don't go to the strategy. We had an opportunity to go through your documents. Now, which is one thing that I want to talk to. If you can just go straight to the APP and the budget so that we can interact with that, because that is what will be our focus area for this financial year. Maybe that is why we also did not have time to meet you separately, because of the time factor, as you know that we are way out of time in terms of this budget. DG, we received your documents late. we've allowed to take them today because it's our first interaction, so that you come here and we say to you officially that next time if we get documents late, we're not going to have a meeting. Reason being that we're not being difficult. Reason being that we want to strengthen the work that you're doing, not policing, but we want to add value to what you're doing. Oversight is more about that. Things that you may not see yourselves because you are internal, but able to identify them and add value to the work that you are doing. So if you get documents late, we don't have ample time to go through them and make meaningful input in the work that you are doing. So I just feel that we wait until you come and say that this is the last time we accept your documents late. If it happens us next time, there's not going to be a meeting. I want us to be clear from now onwards, because we also have the researchers we have, that we have researchers and the content advisors and all of them. They have to do an analysis of those documents, but if we get them late, it becomes difficult for us to do that. But can I then hand over to you? I don't know who will be doing presentations. As suggested, that if you can just focus on the APP and the budget so that we can interact with it. But we did have time to go through your strategic document. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, and our sincere apology for the late submission of the documents. As I said earlier on, that I think this year has been a bit of a very condensed and tough, because the presentation really should have been able to reach the committee on time, because we have prepared it quite in time. Apologies really, Chair, for that. Chairperson, the way we can do it in order to save time, I was going to give an overview, but given what you just said, I will just be very, very brief and allow my colleague, the DDG responsible for strategy, to take us through, and then at the end I will deal with the budget and other related matters there. In the presentation, Chair, I just wanted to, if you allow me, to take you to the introductory slide, just one slide that I would like to go to, which is Nelly, that will be on slide number 10. We have based our program for the next 5 years, Chairperson, on the key decisions that have been taken by the ruling party, flowing from the conference that was held in Mangaung, the 53rd conference of the ruling party, which also adopted the National Development Plan, and our mandate as social development is on social protection. We also contribute quite significantly in other work of government, in various other outcomes. But in the main, the minister has just been now given a task to drive outcome setting, which essentially deals with social protection, which you find in Chapter 11 of the National Development Plan. Now, there are fundamental things that we put in the plan which are aimed at addressing some of these challenges that have been picked up by the National Planning Commission. For instance, the successes that government has made in the poverty alleviation program through social assistance and other related programs has been noted. However, there are areas that really need a radical transformation. For instance, if you look at the welfare services, the NDP goes quite in detail in picking up some of the shortcomings that we have. Hence also you'll pick up in the proposals that we must focus on reforming welfare services in a significant way, focusing a lot on the social service professionals. Now this will be a focus both in terms of increasing
the numbers of social service professionals, especially social workers, as well as social auxiliary workers and child and youth care workers. But also it talks about professionalizing the sector, which will then also focus on retraining and reorientation of the cadre. We also have programs that are aimed at therefore expanding the services that you are rendering. We also have, also the NDP also picks up on the fundamental delivery machinery of social development, which is the non-profit organization sector. And again, it spells out what needs to be done, which we are beginning to pick up on the strategic plan, because it's the first 5 years of the Vision 2030 implementation program. So on slide number 10, Chair, you'll find that we have picked up those six priorities which begin to straddle the three pillars of social development, because as we cover children from conception, because our intention now is not only to wait until a child is born. In terms of the first 1,000 days, we want to pick up a human being from conception until the grave. So that's the work of social development in a way. So we have programs which deal with social security, which is entrenched, by the way, in the Constitution in terms of Section 27. So we look into that to say, what is it that we can do for those who are vulnerable? Because that is our focus group. We focus on the vulnerable. And then we have a program that deals with, then that program of social assistance works through SASA as well as the other units in the department, through social assistance, for instance, social relief of distress and so on. And then you have integrated development, which begins also to focus on taking our citizens to another level in terms of self-sustainability, but also their own development and empowerment. So that program, as Mr. Nechipale was indicating, you know, covers a wide spectrum of things, including food security. Then ultimately, we then have welfare services, because any society, if you have to have a proper developmental state, then you need to make sure that your citizens, there are people in society who cannot, by one reason or another, it could be a reason of a disability, but it could be a reason of old age, because when we grow old, we frail and we become vulnerable. So we have those welfare services programs that are aimed at assisting those people. Then we do have also NDA that works with community development. So if you look at these priorities, it talks about reforming the welfare sector, which is quite a fundamental task. The minister has appointed a committee, the ministerial committee, that looks at reviewing the entire 1997 white paper on welfare services. Then you have ECD. ECD is now one of the apex priorities of government, and we have developed an action plan for that. And then we have reforms in social security. We will focus on retirement reforms, but this is part of the comprehensive government comprehensive reforms, which will include your NHI, will include your UIF and the road accident funds and so on. Then you have the strengthening of, oh, by the way, very importantly on social assistance, we also have SASA that is looking at modernizing their administrative and payment systems. There is quite a significant progress made there. In fact, in the minister's speech last week in the National Assembly, I think we were emphasizing on significant savings just last year, where we actually put back to the fiscus about 3 billion rand through re-registration and fraud management. We also have social protection systems that will include us developing monitoring and evaluation systems. Last program, Chair, that will be shared with you is food security, which is part of the new strategy that government has adopted on household food and nutrition, which links us and other key departments like agriculture and rural development in driving that. Chairperson, having said that, I would like them to ask Ms. Vilakazi just to take us through the key programs in the APP, which are aligned to just the overview that I've given. And thereafter, I'll come back quickly and talk to the budget allocation. Just also for the members to note, because I think it's very important, that the President announced that we will be getting two new functions from the former Department of Women, Children and People with Disabilities. Now, we have been doing a lot of work in terms of the ring fencing of those functions, working with that other department. We now one department. All we are hoping to achieve now is to get the new reorganized structure of social development that will take care of those functions that we received from that other department. So when we do the presentation, you will pick up that there is that part that is still in the transition, if you like, that we are putting into the Department of Social Development. Miss.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Our presentation covers all the programs, including Program 1. I'm not so sure, in the interest of time, whether you'd be interested that we zoom into the service delivery programs other than Program 1.
What are you hiding in Program 1? Because you will want to see the vacancy rate in the department. You also want to know, I don't know whether it's here, you may touch those critical areas, not everything, but also we will want to know in terms of the clean audit, how far are you? Because this year is 2014, you definitely want a clean audit, especially in terms of the work that we have done so far. The expectation from our side is very high that we need a clean audit. Okay, just touch the critical areas.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Chair. The DG will cover the issue of the clean audit. We currently have the clean audit, Honorable Chair. Yes. Thank you. We are all responsible for intergovernmental relations and executive support. I think what is critical here, what has been done in the current financial year, is ensuring that the decisions that are made in FOSAS are implemented within the social cluster, because the DG also is the chair of the social cluster. Mm-hmm. So that is critical, because the high-level decisions that affect service delivery. And then in terms of strategy development, what we are targeting this current financial year to ensure that the APP's annual performance plans, strategic plans, are developed, and we also share with the whole sector what the areas that are priority for the department, and also ensuring that we produce the risk management report by the end of November 2014. I'm trying to highlight the critical one so that, Chair, you see that there is nothing we're hiding. That is in strategy development.
Yeah, we are Malayan. We are presenting MPEF and APP. You can pick up. I don't know how you have structured your presentation.
If you look, Chairperson, from the right, the third column from the right is focusing on the current financial year, is 14-15.
Mm. Where is the APP for that one? Because that should say to me, first quarter, in this particular thing, I'll be doing ABCD, second quarter, third quarter, and the fourth quarter. So that is the APP.
Honorable Chair, I think for the purpose of presentation, that's how we blend it. Yeah, just to save time as well. But in terms of the actual APPs, it's managed that way. You have different quarters in terms of the performance.
Okay, on the
actual document of APP. This one is just a presentation we're trying to summarize. Thank you. We're also responsible for monitoring and evaluation. In terms of the current financial year, we want to update social development sector M&E system to ensure that it is based on outcome-based model. We also want to produce biannual service delivery monitoring reports within the prescribed time frame. and also to produce institutional performance reports and produce social profile reports for the vulnerable groups for the department. That will assist the department for further planning. In terms of, I'll skip M&E, entity oversight, we're also responsible for monitoring the entities of the department, that is MDA and SASA. We want to ensure that we review our entity oversight strategy and also develop performance management system for these entities. Legal services, what we're targeting for the current financial year is to ensure that 80% of applications for appeals, letters of demand and practice directives are responded to within 3 days of the receipt, and also ensure that we communicate 90% of outcomes letters within 3 days to the attorneys, and ensure that 90% of the contracts are vetted through the contract management system. In terms of communication, I want to ensure that we reach 55,000 people via DSD website and social media, and want to ensure that the minister and the deputy ministers, each they have 16 outreach programs as part of public liaison activities, and want to ensure that we do marketing and advertising of the department, reaching 27 million people, and also ensuring that we improve on the corporate identity of the department, and want to ensure that we monitor the alignment as far as the provinces are concerned, and publish 6 DSD newsletters. In terms of the internal audit, the target for the financial year is that we have 20 risk projects that we want to ensure that we audit as part of our internal control. And then human capital management, we did provide a chapter, Honorable Chair, a separate slide that aligns us in terms of the employment equity. I think it's part of the package you have that shows the analysis of how we are complying as far as employment equity is concerned under human capital management. But with regard to the vacancy rate, we want to reduce the vacancy rate by 10% based on the current financial year, ensuring that those vacant funded posts are filled within. Thank you. And then ensuring that 100% of targeted skills development are adhered to in terms of the skills development plan. And we want to ensure that in terms of the employment performance, we ensure that the assessment is 100% of the employees are assessed, and they are given the incentives based on the required mandates. In terms of the sound labor relations, we want to ensure that 100% of the grievances, complaints, and disputes and disciplinary hearing cases are attended to within the prescribed time frame and legislation. Finance, the high level output here want to ensure that the transactions are valid, accurate, and complete. So within finance, our target is that throughout the financial year, want to ensure compliance with financial accounting prescriptions. That also goes to even internal control systems. We want to review the existing internal control system to identify functions so that we provide the necessary support. And then in terms of cash flow management and expenditure monitoring, the current financial year we want to analyze and advise on the spending rates of the department so that we ensure that we do not over or underspend. And then we have the high level output, which is activity based cost accounting. We want to ensure that that is implemented in the 12 cost centers that have been identified, and then want to ensure that the expenditure within the department, we do it in compliance with Section 381J of the PFMA. That includes to entities receiving funding from the department. One of the critical targets is to ensure that we produce monthly reports on the financial performance of the entities. In compliance with the financial prescripts, we want to ensure that we produce a report on the financial performance of and compliance with regard to PFMA and other financial prescripts by the department with regard to the funds that are transferred to organizations as well as funds related to donor funding. We have IT in the current financial year. We want to improve on IT governance framework as in terms of the prescription. We want to develop the ICT strategy this current financial year and ensure that we do an integration of the silo system, because we find that there is quite a number of systems that do not talk to each other. We want to ensure that there is integration and ensure that when you want to access information, it becomes much easier in terms of our ICT. Accommodation. We want to prepare construction of shared offices for DSD, SASA, and NDA. That's what we want to achieve, and we feel that that will also assist us. We want to do the feasibility study as far as this one is concerned. We have international relations and stakeholder support. As a department, we are also involved with regard to the bilateral relations with regard to a number of international communities. For example, this current financial year, we want to sign 4 bilateral agreements and facilitate DSD participation in 6 international bodies. We know that in the last financial year, for example, we participated in SADC, AU, UN, ISF, etc., on issues that are related to social development. The expenditure trend, as far as this program is concerned, you find that it goes to the compensation of employees, which constitute on average 5.5% of the budget, and operating of leases for offices, which is 8.8% with regard to goods and services. And then spending on this program, Program 1, is increasingly steadily over the 7-year period, mainly due to the building of capacity in the oversight function of the department, as well as in the internal audit sub-program. The additional capacity was required to enable the department to fulfill its operational support and oversight role in terms of SASA and NPA. Program 2 is social assistance. Here we are, is the department want to, the strategic objective is to extend the provision of social assistance to approximately 16.6 million people who are eligible to receive such assistance. We've got quite a number of grants that are our targets here. And then what we want to see happening the current financial year 14 and 15, ensure that in terms of social relief of distress in particular, that the 27,000 applications are processed for those people who need assistance. The rest are the numbers that are targets. The expenditure trends as far as social assistance is concerned, you find that the child support, old age and disability grants make the bulk of the program's expenditure over the medium term, and reflect government's commitment to support the most vulnerable in the society by providing income support. So the number of social assistance grant beneficiaries decreased from 15.9 million in March 2013 to 15.6 million in December 2013 due to the re-registration process, where ineligible beneficiaries were removed from the grant system, as the DG has just said. expenditure on social assistance grants is expected to increase over the medium term, mostly due to inflation in relation to adjustments to the grant values of the individual grant types and a slight growth in beneficiary numbers over the period. So the department expects that the number of beneficiaries will increase approximately to 16.6 million by end of 2017. Program 3, it looks into social security policy and administration. So the target for the current financial year is to ensure that we produce 3 oversight reports on adherence to norms and standards for social assistance program. One to complete discussion paper on the universalization of the older persons grant, and one to complete a discussion paper on the universalization of the child support grant. Those are targets for the financial year. And one to publish and launch social budget bulletin and publish and launch social security review. Also within this program, we have appeals adjudication. So with regard to appeals adjudication, we want to provide an effective and efficient and accessible social assistance appeal service for beneficiaries of social assistance. That is our target by March 2017. But currently, in this financial year, we want to adjudicate 60% of appeals within 90 days of receipt. We want to ensure that 100% of appeals received from SASSA with complete records are adjudicated within 90 days of receipt. And we want to implement an integrated appeals business information system. Within this also a program, we have inspectorate. So our target this current financial year, we want to incubate the inspectorate within the comprehensive social security as a transitional arrangement. The expenditure trends as far as this program is concerned, the spending focus over the medium term will continue to be on making transfers to SASSA as the grant administering entity. The program transfers 98.6% of this allocation to the agency for it to improve its fraud management system and ensure that social assistance grants are paid to an estimated 16.6 million beneficiaries by 2016-17. Social grants administration costs constitute 6.4% of the budget of social assistance grants as reflected in the spending of social assistance program. You see when we present our budget. And then also what is also observed in terms of the expenditure trends is the implementation and rollout of an integrated appeals business information system, which is expected to speed up the turnaround times by increasing the proportion of appeals adjudicated within the period of 90 days by 70%. Program 4 talks to welfare services. Welfare services, we have a strategic objective where we want to strengthen welfare services through the delivery of the legislative and policy reforms by 2019. It's one of the priorities of the NTSF as well. So currently what we want to achieve the current financial year is the review of the implementation of the white paper. We also want to monitor the implementation of generic intervention processes in provinces, and we want to award 1,100 new scholarships this current financial year. Scholarships for social work scholarship program. We also have, in terms of the service standards want to professionalize and regulate social service practitioners through the development of a regulatory framework. That is by 2019, but in terms of the current financial year, want to finalize the Bill of Social Service Professionals. And we want to strengthen the capacity for social service professionals through the veterans program. This current financial year, we're doing the situational analysis on the implementation of social work veterans program. We know that social development has just started in ensuring that the retired social workers, they come back to support the social workers in the department. We want to introduce incentive regulator and funding systems for funded NPOs. In terms of the current financial year, we'll review the policy on financial awards to service providers. And we want to ensure that we review the partnership model with regard to the service providers that we work with. And then in terms of the programs on our focus groups, care and services to older persons, we want to create an enabling environment for the protection and promotion of the rights of older persons by 2019. Currently, we want to monitor and register the register for residential care facilities. We want to manage and monitor the register for community-based care services for older persons, and finalize the Bill for Older Persons Act, conduct active aging programs for older persons, train 200 caregivers, and train 90 service providers on the implementation of electronic elder abuse register. With regard to services to people with disabilities, we want to promote and protect the rights of people with disabilities. We will finalize the bill on social development with regard to services to people with disabilities, manage and monitor the register for residential facilities for people with disabilities. We want to train and assess 200 parents and caregivers on Tohomelo Skills Development Program for the community caregivers and on disability module, and also ensure that respite care model is developed and piloted in three provinces. With regard to children, we want to improve the quality of early childhood development services by 2019. I think the DG has covered more on ECD. Because there is a policy that we want to ensure that we finalize this current financial year, and also finalize the comprehensive ECD program, finalize the rollout on ECD plan, and develop a concept paper on the legislative alignment for ECD. I want to ensure that we strengthen the protection of children, services to the children, through the implementation of child care protection measures. What we're planning to do is to increase the number of children adopted by 10%. And monitor the implementation of program of action in provinces. We want to ensure that this current financial year, 20,000 persons working with children are screened against the child protection register, that is Part B of that register. We want to ensure that we audit on current foster care placement, finalize foster care policy, monitor the implementation of the transformation plan in provinces, and match provincial data of recognized child-headed households in 9 provinces into the national register. We ensure that capacity building on the guidelines for the registration of drop-in centers is implemented, and finalize amendment bill to the Children's Act. We also have a focus on the orphaned and vulnerable children. This, we want to develop an implementation plan for ECB in the model that looks into the child and youth care services. In terms of families, this current financial year, we want to strengthen families by providing comprehensive social services and facilitate establishment and strengthening of national and provincial forums, train 6 national departments and NGOs on the white paper of families. We do have a white paper on families, and then we want to ensure that we build capacity and monitor the fatherhood and active parenting program for teenagers. Social crime prevention and VEP. We want to reduce the strategic objectives to reduce the incidence of social crime through programs, policies, and legislation, want to monitor and support the implementation of quality assurance processes for diversion programs and service providers accredited in terms of the Child Justice Act, want to monitor and support the implementation of the policy framework on accreditation of diversion services, want to monitor and support the implementation of the action plan for the integrated social crime prevention strategy, and development of and roll out of the system in terms of the referral system, desktop to child protection register.
Can I interrupt you? I don't know how you're going to do that, because I can see there's still a number of pages and you still have problems like that.
Yeah, it is 99
slides. We have, no, I want to speak to time.
Okay.
I want to speak to time. We have 5 minutes. We can give you another time for the budget because we are more interested on that.
Okay.
But if you can just use your 5 minutes and see how best you can on the our spending slides.
Thank you, Chair. On welfare services, I'll only do substance abuse, then I'll zoom into community development so that at least we cover mainly the all the programs. For example, with regard to substance abuse, we want to reduce the demand for substances in communities by providing prevention and treatment centers. What is critical is we want to monitor the implementation of this program of action with regard to substance abuse, and capacitate stakeholders on acts and regulation, and monitor the implementation of the National Drug Master Plan. What is critical, I think, that is covered in the APP as well, to want to ensure that we do establish some treatment centers in provinces where they are none. I think that one is critical because we have provinces where there is no treatment center, so that has been prioritized. That's four in all. I want to quickly go to community development. Under community development, we want to create an enabling environment for uniform and effective community development practice. This current financial year, we want to train 1,000 community development practitioners. That is generic training, and want to ensure that we train 5 community-based organizations, and want to finalize the community development policy framework, and finalize the norms and standards for community development. In terms of community mobilization, wants to ensure that we reach 50,000 people this current financial year, and want to enhance livelihood capacities of households and communities. Want to support 400 change agents, 7 food distribution centers, and establish 20 food depots, and establish 20 support community nutrition. I'm sitting next to the person who is interested in this program. It's interrupting me, Honorable Chair. Want to establish food distribution centers. We will share with the committee the actual areas where these food distribution centers will be developed. And then our ultimate objective, Chairperson and members, this current financial year, want to ensure that 600,000 people access food through community development feeding schemes so that no one goes to bed without food. Want to train 48 co-ops and facilitate the implementation of service delivery plans in 23 priority districts. 23 priority districts is through the Project Mikonto that the department is leading in ensuring that 1,130 wards that are most deprived, they are in these 23 districts, that they get the support. The expenditure trend with regard to this program is through the transfer payment to NDA, because NDA focuses mainly in assisting us in terms of capacity building. They implement sustainable community-driven projects that provide support to NPOs working on ECD, food security, and employment creation. And this, between 13 and 14, 16, 17 financial year, expenditure is expected to increase due to the additional allocation provided for food security through the Food for All program carried out in the community development program. Non-profit organization would administer the food relief programs to various households. This is expected to result in 1.4 people being fed through numerous hunger relief initiatives such as food banks and community nutrition development centers by 2016-17. So the department has received 10 million rand for each year of the MTF period for the improvement of the registration and monitoring of the non-profit organization in compliance with the Non-Profit Organization Act. Chairperson, I think we can then move to the budget. Unless if there are questions before the budget, Chair.
All right, Chair, I'm going to be very brief. The budget of social development in total is 128.9 billion rand. Now, that includes both social development as the mother body as well as the two entities. Now, if you look at the NDA and SASA, the money that we give to them is through transfer payments. And SASA on its own is not a vote, so the money is voted into our department's budget. Now, this has in the past caused a lot of challenges. Even when SASA was established in 2006, we had numerous discussions with Treasury around how this arrangement should be managed, because it gives a dual responsibility and dual accountability between myself and the CEO. But over the years, we've worked together very closely, because whatever the SASA does, it actually gives us credit. If they do right things, then we get accolades. If they do wrong things, then we get punished. So that's how it works. In terms of that, then the AG also was part of this discussion. We have had a lot of meetings with them. But ultimately, the understanding was that we must have a very close relationship with SASA, so that whatever decisions that we take from a policy side is decisions that they are able to implement. And also vice versa, whatever they do, then it does not have negative consequences for us. I'm very pleased to inform the committee, therefore, that when SASA was established throughout, there was a targeted goal of reforming the way in which social assistance has been paid in the past. We inherited a system from the time SASA was established, when the function was transferred from provincial competency to national competency. And you remember, even provinces inherited homeland systems that were actually different, running on different platforms, different systems. So there was a lot of fraud. I mean, we had a lot of cases that went right up to Supreme Court of Appeal on in fact, more what was a problem was lawyers that were actually touting for work, and then we had a lot of class action where government would be taken to court for this and that. So over time, since passing of the Social Assistance Act and the Social Security Agency Act in 2004, we then had established an appeals unit that reports to the minister, that then administer all the appeals, so that people, when they have concerns, they will deal with that. So we give SASA a budget of 120 billion just for transfers to households for social assistance. That leaves us then with the remaining amount of 6.4 billion that still goes to SASA to administer this budget. Remember, SASA has got 9 regional offices. And then over and above that, there is an amount of about 75 million that we give them for improving fraud management systems, which is also there. So if you look at the very first slide, you okay there? Go there. You see, there you'll find that the budget, just look at the top part, because it's too busy, that slide. The top part, it gives you the breakdown in terms of the programs that we have. The column number two, which is 2014-15, gives you 275 million for administration, and then social assistance to 120 billion, and then 6.6 billion for social security policy administration, and so on. Now, you will then notice that if you strip out SASPA and NDA, then you are left with a budget of about 1.1 billion, which is about 0.86% of the entire budget of social development. Then look at that slide then that follows, which is the one that gives the breakdown. That's the important one again, because there, excuse me, you will see that social assistance, as well as that is for both transfers, second column, focus on the second column, because that's 2014-15, which is the budget that is under review. 120.9 billion goes for social assistance, then 6.2 goes for SASA administration, and then 75 million for fraud. Then we've got 264 million that we allocate for social work scholarships. That's the program that we started 5 years ago to increase the number of social workers that we have in the country, which is the money that we transferred to the, because we had agreed with Treasury that we will use the national student financial aid scheme, which is administering these other schemes of government as well. But this one is also administered through them. We also have provinces participating because they do the screening of students at that level in terms of qualifying criteria. Then we've got a small amount of 22.7 million that we pay to national organizations, the non-profit organizations that are delivering key services that the department is responsible for. Some they relate to children services or child services, children's homes, older persons' homes, those that deal with people with disability, and so on. Then we have an amount of 50.9 million that we have been paying, I think, over the last 7 years or so now, to Love Life. I know there's been quite a talk about us needing to relook into this matter, but we are reviewing this allocation. However, one of the things we have picked up over time is that some of the gains that the country is proud of around dealing with the issue of HIV and AIDS, other than the rolling out of ARVs, I think it's the issue of creating broad awareness around the issue of HIV and AIDS in terms of prevalence, in terms of infections, etc. Love Life has been playing that role, focusing on young people through their programs in pinches and ground, groundbreakers. But obviously there is a concern that there need to be more visibility in rural and outside urban areas. And also the strategies obviously over time do change. So we are reviewing that to look at also integrating more firmly with our youth programs as a department as well. Now, the other amount is on the new amount that has been allocated by Treasury. Last year we went back to Treasury and we discussed the issues of substance abuse. After the IMC was established by Cabinet, there was a program of action, and then one of the critical things that government then took was, look, we need to roll out the model that was driven by the President in El Dorado Park. Now, that model is focusing on an integrated approach where we work with the province, we work with various departments that are key, like arts and culture, sport, health, ourselves, NPA, justice, to make sure that we all, members of the IMC, come together and focus on our specific roles in terms of the National Drug Master Plan. Now, detail will be given into that, but what then we agreed with Treasury last day, they gave us 20 million, which we actually ran a campaign. It was in the adjustment estimates. And then after the negotiations, we agreed that there must be some areas that are critical that needs to be supported. And one of the concerns was that there are 5 provinces that did not have public treatment centers. Much as we understand the focus should be on prevention strategies, but the entire strategy deals with all that. It deals with prevention, but it also deals with issues of treatment and aftercare. So those treatment centers will be established through that. That's a conditional grant, which is 29 million in year one and 47.5 in year two and 47.5 in year three. There is also a portion, just a small portion, that has been allocated to national department to coordinate this implementation program as well as planning for planning purposes. Then the next amount, which is also an amount that was new last financial year, we've had, following the cabinet's decision to adopt the household food and nutrition strategy, social development was identified as a key partner with other departments, of course, like agriculture on their part, on FEDFATLALA and rural development and health as well, where they play a role on the nutritional side. We then had a long-term relationship with Food Bank South Africa, but we didn't have budgets. We always had a small amount of about R1 million. Sometimes we give them 3 million, sometimes we give them 5 million. But it was really an eye-opener for us because we looked into what they do. But part of the things that we felt are critical is that if this program can be reviewed in such a way that it does not focus just on an expensive approach of just collecting food from the shelves of companies, that is what we call food rescue, we actually look into how we can use this program to reach out also into the rural fringe, but also empowering communities at the same time, also creating jobs. Hence, this new approach of community nutrition development centers has been agreed to. Now, Treasury agreed then to give us 31 million last year. That will be increasing to 41 million this year, and then 51 million and 53 million. That's the rollout that we're going to have now in the country, because there were provinces that did not have centers at all, food distribution centers at all. So even the language now, we're not focusing at this as food bank. We're focusing at community-based organizations that are actually working with communities in terms of this program. Then we have money for NDA. The CEO of NDA has just joined Shepherdson. She's sitting here next to me. As we indicated, we did convey the apology, Ms. Dr. Vuyelwa Ntlapo. Chair, then if you look at the rest of the budget, then it covers program by program for social development. As I indicated, when you strip out the transfer payments, then you see the real budget that is appropriated for the department. Programs that fall under program one are ministry, department management, corporate services, finance, internal audit, and office accommodation. So, Chair, what maybe I should just touch on.
I'm really out of.
Let me just touch on one last issue, Chair. You asked about the audit outcome. We have, as I indicated previously, we have been always having problems with on the grant side because the budget is combined. But for the first time last year, we managed to clean up because the issue was always the files that were not found by the AG or files that were incomplete in terms of documentation inside. So we had a joint project where we ran with this thing. We got a clean audit last year for the first time. We had previously had unqualified audits, and we had this emphasis of merit that always been there. So we had a clean audit last year because the issue of addressing the issue of file management and registry management etc. actually helped us a lot. And then this year we have had preliminary discussion with the AG. The audit is still underway, but so far I've met them individually, and then CEO also met with them, I think yesterday, as early as yesterday. the picture looks quite good. I must say, Chair, we almost got into a serious challenge because we had a fire disaster in KZN that destroyed about 5 million fines. But because of our re-registration process and also automation of fines, we were able to recreate those fines, and then to the satisfaction of the AG. There are areas that are still need to be addressed, like on data management, but also they are actually also picking up some trend in social development on supply chain issues. But I think we are engaging with them as well on those issues, so that there is probably at some point a review even on the supply chain framework of government, because there are issues that we are picking up that I really need policy. But unfortunately, AG will hold it according to the existing policy. They will not divert from that. But I think the audit outcome for 2013-14 looks to be, again, promising, Chairperson. Thank you very much. I will just maybe be available for further details if the members have time during question time, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, DG. Let me just apologize for limitation of time. I'm sure you've noticed that the Department of Water and Sanitation, they're outside already. Mm. I think that is why. We will make time, because we do have a number of issues that we want to discuss with you and share and see if we cannot improve in some of the areas. I must say up front, before I give it to members for input, that if you will not have time to respond, we will request that you forward responses in writing. But we will arrange a session where we will meet with you when we are not pressed by time in terms of the budget votes. But also appreciate, DG, the good work that we are doing. There are a number of areas where you are doing very well. Not only the green audit is one area, but in terms of physical delivery of services that we see ourselves in our areas, given the amount, the huge amount of budget that you have as compared to other budget and the status of green audit, it means that there's a lot of work done in that department. We really appreciate that. Can I open for members to engage on the discussion as indicated that you may not get answers today? We will have them in writing. If we don't have enough time to get responses from the department. Can I see indication of hands? I want to start from that side until the last hand.
No, thank you very much. Honorable Chair, I've got two questions that I would like to pose to the department. The first one is that how will the department improve the NPO sector to make the process to register NPOs more efficient? That's the first question. My second question is that what are the plans of the department in regard to include social security reform outcome? What is going to be the approach of the department in that regard? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Just on SASA, I would like to know what are your interventions in securing and protecting the elderly on Omachonisa, the Vukan victims, and what are your time frames for the vacancy rate that you intend reducing from 10%? And lastly, the treatment center that's not existing in the Limpopo province. The treatment center will just based on the substance abuse. When are you going to be effecting that? Because the province needs that. Thank you.
Just to add on what she's asking, you are planning to have four centers, and Limpopo is not included. The question is why Limpopo not included.
Thanks for the presentation. I'll also just talk on three issues, DG. The first one is the problem that we did also put on the table with Home Affairs, the cross-border problems. How are you dealing with that? I know it's still affecting us, especially in KwaZulu-Natal, with the people from the other side of our country. But it also affects us even within the borders of the country, from province to province. It's affecting us in the southern borders of our province with the Eastern Cape. Because what you give us, it does get to benefit people from another province, in a way. And secondly, your budget on slide 70, social assistance that you give to, the money given to SASSA for social assistance, I see that it's accumulating over the MTF. I would have wanted to think that it was going to stabilize, but it's accumulating, which means the plan is to keep on awarding more and more. Just on your comments on that, because the good picture would have been for it to stabilize and start going down instead of increasing, which would have meant that people are able to self-sustain themselves. And lastly, there does not seem to be a clear cut of roles between your ECD and social development and education. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Honorable Shibubane has covered me a little bit about the treatment center in Limpopo, which is not accommodated in your budget. I want to raise this, it's a serious concern for me, because everybody's aware that Limpopo is becoming a developing province, because we are having many mining houses with different nationalities coming from different countries. We need indeed to have that. Your prioritized 23 districts for ministerial outreach programs. I would like to know which district are they, because we are representing provinces here. There's no clarity that we need to be accommodated. I want to check DG. What is the best way, or maybe how can the department have a link with other departments, for instance, the Department of Sports and Recreation, both the Department of Basic Education and Higher Education, because we are talking about people with disabilities. Some are at centers, some are at home. Some might be educated, some might be trained. What is the best way for us as a department to assist these people in terms of empowering them, because some are scared. Because if you go to the centers, you might, some are able to knit, some are good in poultry, they are doing this thing. How best can we, as a department, make it happen that we empower and train these people and link them, maybe, with the Department of Education by maybe taking them to the FETC to have them properly skilled. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. No, thank you for the presentation. It was quite comprehensive. I just wanted to pose a question regarding the issue of bursaries. I was very happy to note that in your budget, you actually making provision for bursaries to train more social workers. But at the same time, you've got a program whereby you want to attract veterans back to the system. What I wanted to know is it because you are not getting people that are interested in taking the bursaries to study further, or you want to tap into the resource of veterans because of the kind of training they received during their time? The other question that I have, I heard you say that you have been given two additional functions, if I'm not wrong. I wanted to find out if the costing, there is a budget for that. Is it additional functions together with a budget, or is it an unfunded mandate? Because we do get concerned when departments get given unfunded mandates. Debate, Agona Council. The issue of the means test. I'm very happy about this. I'm really happy if it's going to be reviewed or even come to an end. I suppose you know Dr. Mokotjo from KZN. He used to fight vehemently about this piece of legislation, saying that this is very easy. So I think it's going to benefit the sector that is always not benefited from the grants simply because of the means test. I see clarity in terms of how far are you to reach a stage where you do away with it altogether. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, honourable members. Just to add from my side, the issue of ECD, I want to go back to that one because I think it's very much critical to education. If we are to build our nation, we have to invest more on that one. Our feeling as a committee is that it's ad hoc, it's uncoordinated. You have a role, education has a role, municipalities has a role. It can't work like that. We feel that there must be a clear mandate, especially if it is this department, to be responsible. Other departments can come and support. As it stands now, unless I don't understand it well, municipalities are responsible to provide infrastructure, but there is no budget for that. Say it because I'm from the municipality. There's no budget for that. If that is the approach that we're going to take as government, it's not going to work. I'm saying now because I know the status of municipalities. The priority there, every day people are protesting for water, sanitation, roads and other things. It becomes the last priority if ever does make it to the priorities of the municipality. So our feeling as a committee is that let be a clear decision who does what. If municipalities are responsible for the infrastructure, let be a grant transferred to municipalities. When you debate, I know that you may not be, as part of the program that you spoke about earlier, if you can make that recommendation, we want to see a very clear mandate to a department to drive that. When you are to hand over to education, let the education take over. But from the early stage, there must be a clear mandate to a specific department so that the department can account, because if you read your report and you say you have done ABCD in terms of ECD, you'll think that all is well, yet it's not the case. The issue of AMA home-based care. On the other side, you are recruiting the auxiliary social workers, am I right? Is there such a thing? ECO? Whatever it is. On the other hand, on the other hand, there are these poor women who are doing home-based care. How do you justify that? What is the relationship between the two? And what is worse with those not in men, poor women. what is worse is that this money goes to an NPO. In most cases, they don't get anything. And they're not given implements like AMA hand gloves, whatever they use to assist those sick people. Can that be taken seriously by the department? Make it a clear program for the department so that we know what is happening. We don't talk about support to home-based care, but we don't follow the mandate that we give to those people. And vis-a-vis the social worker auxiliary something, those people, why will we appoint other people on the site? Yet already there are people who are working. Why don't we capacitate those people who are doing the job? I want us to look into that. The substance abuse, we're talking about our future here. I don't think DG, this budget is enough for substance abuse. And for me, I wouldn't like you to outsource it to somebody else. I would really love to see the department running that program. If you give it to other people to do it, let's be sure. You see, Love Life, we all can see. We can only say let it expand to rural areas. But the program is visible. We are not young, but we know about the program because it is visible. This substance abuse is a serious, serious matter for the country. Not only for South Africa and think other countries, but we are concerned about South Africa. Let's pay more attention on this substance abuse. I know you have just inherited this thing of children and people with disabilities, but the violence against children, yeah, I'll limit to children because women are on the other department. Yeah, let's also pay more attention there. I'm sure we will see what is happening lately about children who become victims. Not only that, we know what is happening with our children on daily basis. Let's have a clear program. People are accusing government of not doing something. Let's have a clear program on what we want to do. It's very difficult because it's one of the soft issues, crime, things that happens behind the doors, which you may not see most of the time. But let's try and do something about this one. Those are the issues that I want to add. The last one, DJ, I'm a social worker's aid and the attitude. I think that's one thing that we must really work on. The attitude of social workers. Abandona, they are pushed from pillar to post. Not only children, those vulnerable people that they are supporting. If we can try, I don't know how you're going to change attitude. I saw in one of the slides where you're talking about changing, retraining. We really need to do that. They are no more doing what is expected of them. Maybe some of them took that job because they wanted jobs, not that it was a calling. I don't know, DG, you'll just pick. No, we don't have time. DG, can we... Just two ways to close because we're really out of time, but as requested that if you can forward the responses in writing, but we will definitely make time so that we can engage with the department to expand on the issues that we are raising as a committee.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and members. I'm hoping that then we will then maybe be, so that for completeness, maybe we'll be favored with the questions in writing. But from our side, Chair, I think the matters raised, they do cross-cut between our services and what SAFA is doing. I think the question around cross-border flows also speaks to that because it's a general challenge for government. I know when I was still in finance, we used to deal with those issues. But there are things that we have done and tough things that we have had already. But I think on the very critical issue on violence against children, Chair, it's very important. We do have program of action that the IMC developed on GBV as well as approved by Cabinet. As we speak, the Minister was also involved in this press briefing with the partnership that we have with UNICEF that's looking at the issues of violence against children. We also have the GBV hotline. We established it towards the end of last year that deals with that. But I think the issues, what I can say, Chair, it's very valuable inputs that we are receiving. We're definitely going to be looking into the issues. Most of them are in the plan. When you look at the overhaul of our welfare services system, we have already, if you unpack it, you'll pick up some of the issues that the members are raising, issues of attitudes of social workers and reorientation and training. Minister is going to hold a social work in Durban. That will be a national event in the next few months, which will also be looking into the same issues. And we actually had the veterans program also to begin to ensure that those social workers that are graduating will be mentored and also supervised by people with experience. Because one of the things we actually pick up is the gap between theory that you pick up through the formal lectures in the four-year degree, as well as the actual practice on the ground. But Chair, as you said, we thank you very much. We will respond to all this in writing to the committee.
Thank you very much. Marcel will forward, our committee secretary will forward the questions to you in writing. Just convey to the minister that we miss her in our meeting, because we speak as politicians, who would have loved to interact. Not that we did not, we are not satisfied with what you did, but you know, politicians, they will want to interact at that level. Just tell her that we miss her. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir.
Out of 7,000 plus, we managed to take in 5,000 plus. So, out of 2.9.